我们人活在这个社会上啊，被赋予很多的责任。
So living in this world today, we have a lot of different responsibilities.
人要履行社会的责任，要履行家庭的责任。
And we have to bear the responsibilities in society and those in our families as well.
有时候责任呢，就是对我们来说是一种重担。
And sometimes these responsibilities can seem like burdens to us.
我们人生还有很多的重担啊，让我们担当不起。
So a lot of these responsibilities seem like unbearable burdens to us.
虽然圣经教导我们要靠着神过日子。
And although the Bible teaches us that we must pass our days by relying on God.
但是事实上呢，人生还是有很多的忧虑。
But in reality, we have a lot of anxieties in life.
圣经呢，经常记载着说不要害怕。
And the Bible often tells us, do not fear.
这个不要害怕这几个字呢，在圣经里头啊，出现个365次。
And this phrase, do not fear, appears in the Bible some 365 times.
所以可见呢，一年呢365天。
So in other words, there are 365 days in a year.
神呢，几乎天天在提醒着我们不要害怕。
And as a reminder, God wants us every day not to fear.
为什么圣经要天天提醒我们不要害怕？因为我们人呢，很容易忧虑。
And why is it that the Bible reminds us to do this every day? It is because as man, we very easily become anxious.
我们为着衣食住行娱乐而忧虑。
We worry over our clothing, food, and shelter.
我们为着明天而忧虑。
And we worry about tomorrow.
那忧虑什么呢？
And what do we worry about?
忧虑啊，就是有关明天的事情啊。
We worry about the things of tomorrow.
忧虑是忧虑着未来的事情。
We worry about the things of the future.
将来的事情还是未来的事情，我们不知道。
But we do not know the things of the future.
甚至于会不会发生，我们都不知道。
And whether something is going to happen or not, we do not know.
因为没有一个人啊能够掌控着明天未来。
Because no one can grasp hold of tomorrow, what is to come.
明天未来是属于神的。
Tomorrow and what is to come belongs to God.
我们只能够掌握现在。
So we can only grasp hold of the present.
就是下一个秒钟呢，下一个小时，我要发生什么事情，我都不知道。
So what is going to happen in the next minute or the next hour is yet unknown to us.
很多人啊，早上出去还是好好的啦。
And a lot of people go out and they're fine in the morning.
他一出去以后就不能够回家了。
And then once they leave the house, they cannot return.
就从此从这个地球上消失的。
And it's as if they've disappeared from the earth.
那他也不知道会发生什么事情呢。
And they don't know what is going to happen.
他知道的话，可能那一天他就不会出门了。
Because if they knew, they probably would have not gone out.
所以人忧虑就是忧虑着未来的事情。
So people worry about the things of the future.
因为未来的事情是不确定的。
Because the things that are to come are uncertain.
所以圣经在雅各书第四章那里告诉我们呢。
So in James chapter 4 it tells us.
有的人说啊，我要明天要去做什么生意啊，要去做什么事情啊。
Some people will say that tomorrow I will do business or I will do this and that.
好像是很有自信的样子。
And they seem very confident.
自信是好啊。
And it is good to have confidence.
可是问题是在于说明天要发生什么事情呢？不知道。
But the problem is that we do not know what is going to happen tomorrow.
所以圣经告诉我们不要为了明天来自夸。
So the Bible tells us that we must not boast about tomorrow.
因为我们人的生命就好像一片云雾一样。
Because our lives are just like a cloud.
人的本身啊是非常脆弱的。
And the life of man is very fragile indeed.
虽然神赋予人本身价值啊是很有价值的，神看到我们是很有价值，可是人的本身啊是很脆弱。
And though in the eyes of God we are very valuable, but our lives are actually very fragile.
所以我们不知道明天要发生什么事情。
So we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
很多人在忧虑。
And a lot of people are anxious.
烦恼说不知道明天要做什么。
They're worried about what they're going to do tomorrow.
所以就会烦躁不安。
So they feel much unrest.
根据统计呢，有40%哈，40%的忧虑啊，只是一种幻想而已。
So according to a study, 40% of anxiety is just an illusion.
因为我们所忧虑的事情根本就不会发生。
Because the things that we are worried about actually will not happen.
比如说我们有小孩子啊，刚刚满16岁啊，他就会可以开车啊。
So for example, if we have a child who's just turned 16 and can drive.
然后就开车出去了。
And he drives off.
父母亲就开始忧虑。
And then the parents start to worry.
忧虑他没有什么经验，开车没有什么经验。
They worry that the child does not have experience.
忧虑他可能会发生车祸。
And they worry that he might have a car accident.
事实上会不会发生车祸呢？
And will he actually have a car accident?
我们只是幻想说，他可能会发生车祸。
This is just an illusion to us that we think he will.
事实上根本不会发生。
But actually, he does not.
所以40%啊是出于我们自己的幻想。
So 40% of our anxieties they are our own illusions.
那30%已经是过去的事情。
And 30% are actually things of the past.
比如说我们小孩子啊结婚呢。
For example, our child gets married.
那结婚这个事情本身已经是过去的。
And this marriage or the wedding is actually past.
那还在烦恼说他这个婚姻生活。
And then we are still worrying about their married life.
那12%呢？
And then what about the
12%? 是因为别人的这个谣言啊，闲言闲语。
It is because of the idle talk of others.
那这些都不是真实的。
And these are not reality.
啊，有时候我们会受他们的影响。
And so we can be affected by them.
啊，比如说有人说这个吃蛋啊，不能吃蛋啊，吃蛋会导致癌症啊。
So some people say that you should not eat eggs because it will cause cancer.
那你听着就很紧张，哎，那我很喜欢吃蛋啊，尤其是荷包蛋。
So then you will become very worried because you say I really like to eat eggs, especially.
那荷包蛋啊，那煎啊，这个半生熟的很好吃。
And especially easy, over easy eggs, I really like them.
尤其是要个配饭的话，这个很下饭的。
And especially when you have it with rice, it tastes really
good. 啊，现在说这么吃荷包蛋会致癌。
But then people are saying that if you eat this, it will cause cancer.
那就开始紧张了。
So then you
start to worry. 哇，我吃那么多的荷包蛋。
Because I've eaten so many fried
eggs. 那昨天晚上才去吃巴菲啊，我吃了两个荷包蛋。
And I just had two yesterday at the buffet.
哇，糟糕，怎么办？
So what am I going to do?
所以这个只是一个谣言，不正确的。
So this is it's not real.
那10%，我们忧虑10%是跟健康有关系。
And 10% of our worries are related to our health.
我们健康有时候要因为忧虑的更坏呀，有时候你本来是好好的啊，没什么大事情，可是因为人的忧虑呢，使这个病情啊更恶化。
And sometimes you might be fine, but because you worry, then your health actually deteriorates.
所以事实上只有8%哈是合理的，我们忧虑是合理的，是有道理的。
So actually, only 8% of our worries are rational or reasonable.
那神要我们去面对这些事情。
And God wants us to face all of these.
那这些事情谁是可以被解决的？
And all of these issues can actually be resolved.
那我们为什么还忧虑呢？
So why then do we still need to worry?
因为我们怕失败。
Because we're scared of failure.
啊，怕被人家拒绝。
We are afraid of being rejected.
我们怕出去跟人见面要说话，不知道说什么话才好。
We worry that we won't know what to say when we interact with others.
我们怕生病。
We are afraid of becoming sick.
我们怕别人看不起我们。
We fear that others will look down on us.
那你怕被公司解雇失业。
And you worry that you're going to be laid off.
那失业以后怕找不到事情。
And then after that, you're worried you can't find a new job.
那怕遭遇到意外的损失。
And you are worried about being in an accident.
那怕老怕死。
And you're worried about aging and dying.
我们人都会老啊。
And of course, man will age.
那我太太跟我讲说，哎，我帮您洗头发，帮您理头发的时候，看到您的头发越来越少了。
And my wife says, when I'm cutting your hair, I can tell you're losing your hair.
那就是刚听到会很紧张，哇，我的头发越来越少了，以后会不会光头啊？
So when I hear that, I worry because I think, am I going to become bald?
所以会怕老啊。
So people worry about aging.
所以人会怕老怕死。
So man is afraid of aging and of dying.
那事实上忧虑啊，只是一种感觉啊，人的感觉。
So fear is just an emotion of man.
啊，这种感觉有时会把我们压得啊，喘不过气来呀。
And this emotion sometimes will cause us to come to an impasse.
啊，当我们被这种感觉压得喘不过气来的时候，我们就很容易去犯罪。
Because sometimes when we feel the great pressure of these worries, then we might sin.
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上是三章。
1 Samuel chapter 13.
是三章第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 8.
撒母耳记上是三章第八节。
1 Samuel 13 verse 8.
扫罗按着撒母耳所定的日期等了7天，撒母耳还没有来到吉甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。第9节，扫罗说啊，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。扫罗就献上燔祭。第10，刚献完祭的时候，撒母耳就到了。扫罗出去迎接他，要问他好事。撒母耳说啊，你做的是什么事呢？扫罗说，因为我见百姓离开我散去了，你也不按照日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密谋十二，所以我心里啊，请注意，我心里就想说啊， 恐怕我们要祷告神，腓力斯人就下到极甲攻击我，所以我就勉强献上燔祭。那这个是扫罗他献祭的经过。
So this is the experience of Saul, an offering.
那扫罗是神所高立为王啊，以色列王的第一位王啊。
And Saul was the first king anointed over the kingdom of Israel by God.
那扫罗被高立为王的时候，神呢与他同在。
And when he was anointed as king, God was with him.
那撒母耳跟他约定啊，说你要在基甲等七日，要等我。
And Samuel said to him that you need to wait for me at Gilgal.
要在那里呢，再重新的立王。
And you will be anointed once again.
正式啊，立王。
You will be officially anointed.
可是等了七天呢、啊，日期都已经快过了，还不见撒母耳。
But after 7 days, he still did not see Samuel.
啊，这个时候就会胡思乱想啊。
And so then he started thinking all kinds of thoughts.
啊，像我们孩子啊，开车出去啊，到了吃晚饭时间还没回来。
So sometimes the children go out and they have not yet come home for dinner.
到了七点还没回来。
And at 7 o'clock they're not home.
到了八点还没回来。
And at 8 o'clock they're not home.
这时候就会胡思乱想啊。
And then we start thinking.
啊，是不是出了事情啊？出了车祸啊
？Has something happened to them? Are they in a car accident?
啊，出了意外啊
？Have they met again? Come across an accident?
那事实上这些都是多余的。
And all of these are superfluous thoughts.
啊，有一次我太太忘记我女儿的 schedule 啊。
And on one occasion, my wife forgot my daughter's schedule.
我的女儿有一天呢、啊，应该是她晚上十点才能够回家。
Because on that day, my daughter wasn't going to return home until 10.
那是既定的 schedule.
And this was a fixed schedule.
可是我太太忘记了。
But my wife forgot about it.
那一般来讲，我女儿是六点就要到家。
And normally, my daughter would return home at 6.
可是六点还没回来。
But so at 6 she was not home.
到六点半还没回家。
6:30 she was not home.
也没有电话。
And there was no phone.
到了七点还没回来。
And at 7 she was not home.
就很紧张，就坐立不安呐。
So my wife was very anxious.
那为什么会坐立不安
？And why did she feel this way？
有人就心里想说啊，这个事情那个事情可能会发生啊。
Because she was thinking to herself that this might happen or that might happen.
那我就说我们来祷告啊。
And so I said to her, let's pray.
祷告还是不能够克服那一种忧虑呀。
But even though we prayed, we couldn't overcome those feelings of anxiety.
后来就去学校找她。
So we went to her school to look for her.
学校门都已经关上了。
And the school was already closed.
看到这个警学校的这个警车。
And we saw the security guard's car.
就是报告警察说，我那女儿怎么还没回来？是不是发生什么事情
？And so, we told him that she had not come home, and he asked if maybe.
结果去告诉警察的时候，警察车子已经开走了。
So we wanted to tell the guard, but he'd already driven away.
啊，就赶快去打911报案呢。
So then we called 911.
啊，911说这个我们要人要消失24小时以后啊，我们才会去处理，才会去调查。
So they said the person needs to be missing for 24 hours before we can investigate further.
啊，警察还问说啊，什么衣服啊？她穿什么衣服啊？头发多长啊
？And so the police were asking, how long is her hair? What was she wearing?
所以好像是真的一样。
As if it was real.
那事实上，忧虑都是多余的。
But we were worrying for nothing.
九点多的时候
，and at 9 something，
我的女儿打电话回来了。
My daughter called us.
我太太说：“哎，你怎么到现在才打电话回来
？”And my wife said, "Why is it you're only calling us now?"
她说：“我已经告诉你了，您大概是忘记了。
”And she said, "I already told you. You probably just forgot."
结果真是我太太忘记了。
So it was so.
在很多事情呢、啊，我们的忧虑是多余的，是自己想的。
So there are a lot of things where we worry over nothing.
就好像扫罗一样。
Just like Saul.
他心里想说啊。我假如没有献上燔祭的话，没有祷告神，这些百姓可能会离开，那我就惨了，因为腓力斯人要来攻打我。
So Saul thought to himself, if I don't offer these sacrifices, then the people will leave me, and the Philistines will attack.
因此，忧虑只是一种感觉。
So anxiety is just an emotion.
那当这种感觉把我们胜过的时候
，So when this emotion or feeling overcomes us，
那就像扫罗一样啊，做了糊涂事情。
Then just like Saul, we will do something that we should not.
这不能够荣耀主的名啊。
Because this cannot bring glory to the name of God.
所以我们一定要经常学习，一定要经常祷告啊。
So we must learn that we have to often pray.
啊，经常勉励自己啊，把这个事情放到心上。
We need to often encourage ourselves to remember this.
那忧虑会产生什么结果呢
？So what is often the result of anxiety?
啊，身体上会受影响啊，你的身体啊。
And
你忧虑的时候，烦恼的时候，你就有时候胃酸呢、啊，会产生很多胃酸。
So your body or your health actually will be affected.
你就胃痛。
You might have stomach pain.
我妈妈是没有读过书啊，不认识字。
And my mom has not been educated and she is illiterate.
啊，可是我的妈妈哈，很有这个啊做媒人的恩赐。
But
当媒人这个 matchmaker.
Oh, but she has this gift of matchmaking.
啊，做了很多啊，帮青年介绍婚姻。
And she has introduced a lot of youth.
啊，成功了那个青年呢、啊，就要举行结婚典礼呀、啊。
And so she will attend these the ceremonies.
啊，结婚典礼有一个程序，就是说这个介绍人呢要起来讲些话。
And at the wedding ceremonies, often the matchmaker needs to speak a few words.
啊，结果糟糕，我妈妈也不会说话。
But unfortunately, my mother does not know how to speak.
我妈妈告诉我说，哇，我这个胃痛啊，这个胃都很紧张，紧张的胃痛。
My mom said,、oh, I'm so nervous that my stomach hurts.
所以紧张忧虑结果会导致胃酸过多啊。
So if you worry too much, then you might end up with a stomach ulcer.
有时候会冒冷汗。
And you will break out in a sweat.
啊，关于希特勒啊，他是一个独裁者啊，希特勒啊，这个德国的一位啊总统啊，希特勒在第二次世界大战的总统希特勒，希特勒。
And just like Hitler.
啊，他演讲我们看他上面讲的很有力量，他也是很紧张啊。
When he spoke in front of people, he was a very powerful speaker, but.
他紧张的时候经常啊冒冷汗啊，把这个眼镜都抓得很紧啊，抓破了。
But he actually was extremely nervous.
所以会冒汗啊，会神经痛啊，会头痛。
So he would have headaches and would break out in a sweat.
那心理上也是有影响的。
And so psychologically, you will also be affected.
因为会胡思乱想啊。
Because you will start thinking all kinds of thoughts.
那有时候会产生一种。啊，妄想症。
And you might end up with paranoia.
啊，就会啊，有时候啊，有的人呢、啊，啊，明明是、啊、这个水龙头已经关了。
And sometimes you've already shut the faucet.
那、啊、他想，哎，我刚刚有没有关水龙头啊
？And then they will think again, did I actually do that?
啊，再回去把它关好。
And then they will go back to check again, close it.
啊，出门以后。
And then before they go out.
他想想，哎，我刚到底有没有关水龙头啊？
Did I close the faucet?
啊，再回去看看，哎。
And then they'll go back and check again.
再把它关好。
And close it again.
啊，有的人有个洗手的洁癖啊，洗手经常洗手。
And some people have this obsessive compulsiveness about washing their hands.
啊，认为他这个手有细菌呢。
And they think that they have bacteria on their hands.
所以这个心理上会受影响的。
So psychologically, you will be affected.
那圣经告诉我们这个忧虑的可怕。
So the Bible tells us.Just how bad this anxiety can be.
我们看以赛亚书第五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章三十节。
Isaiah 5 verse 30.
以赛亚书第五章三十节。
Isaiah 5 verse 30.
三十节。
Verse 30.
那日他们要向以色列人火叫，向海浪喷轰。人若望地，只见黑暗艰难，光明在云中变为昏暗。啊，这个是形容啊，有外来的敌人呢，要来攻击以色列。
And this is a depiction of foreigners coming to attack the Israelites.
啊，这些人呢，这个吼叫好像狮子一样呢。
And the These people, they're like the roar of the lion.
那也像这个海浪啊，这个海中的海浪一样。
And they're like the waves of the sea.
那砰砰在这发出很大的声音呢。
And it gives forth a very loud noise.
所以让人生惧。
So people will be extremely fearful.
啊，这个时候啊，人总是会忧虑的。
So at this time, people will be very anxious.
啊，人只要是说看地，你就是一直的忧虑啊，一直垂头丧气。
And if people look at around them, then they will just feel sorrow and anxiety.
一直坐着眉头
，and they will continue to frown，
一直叹气
，and they will sigh，
啊，逐渐黑暗艰难呢、啊。
Because the it is becoming dark，
就是有希望啊，光明在云中也看不到
，and even if there's light in the clouds， they cannot see it，
因为只看到负面的
，because they just see what is bad，
只看到消极的那一面
，they see only the pessimistic side，
只看到黑暗的那一面
，and they only see what is dark，
没有看到希望，没有看到光明
，and they don't see light and they don't see hope，
因为他很忧虑呀
，because they are anxious。
好像夏甲有一次啊，他被那个亚伯拉罕呐请出门
，and just like Hagar when she was cast out by Abraham，
他要带着一些食物啊，还有水啊，就出门了，带着孩子就出门了。
She took her son and brought some food and water with her.
他们来到一个旷野的地方。
And then they came to the wilderness.
结果发现了水跟食物都吃完了，用完了。
And they'd run out of
food
and water.
怎么办呢？
So what was she to do?
啊，就开始忧虑啊。
And so she started to worry.
在旷野也没有地方可以买来嘛，没有商店可以买东西来吃。
And there was no store for her to buy food in the wilderness.
啊，没有人呐，可以来求救。
And there was nobody that she could call out to for help.
所以越想啊，越黑暗呐。
So the more she thought about it, the more she entered into darkness.
因为事实上啊，真的那个环境啊，对他们是很不利的。
Because she was in a very advantageous environment.
所以两个人就坐着相对而哭啊。
So they faced each other in tears.
那事实上他们的附近有一口井。
But actually there was a well nearby.
啊，因为眼睛啊哭得都快干了。
And because she'd almost cried herself out of tears.
眼睛都哭得很模糊啊。
And her eyesight was blurred.
哭得视线不清。
So that she could not see.
有人经过的话，她肯定看不清楚啊。
And even if someone passed her, maybe she would not have seen.
何况是有一口井就在他们的身旁。
But actually, there was a well nearby.
因为她哭得很啊，这个视线不清楚啊，看不见。
And because she had cried so much, she could not even see clearly.
所以她所看到的只是黑暗艰难。
So all she could see was darkness.
她就看不到希望啊。
And she could not see any hope.
啊，还好，神就可怜他们。
But God took pity on them.
神就擦干他们眼泪。
And he dried her tears.
啊，使他们眼睛能够看到一口井。
So that she was able to see this well of water.
那他们的生命就有得救啊，就有希望。
And then their lives once again had hope.
因此啊，就是一直忧虑下去的话。
So if you continue to worry.
就是有指望，他看起来也是没有指望的。
Even if there is hope, you will not be able to see it.
就好像是世界末日一样啊。
And just like in the end time.
好，我们再来看。路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音二十三章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
啊，二十一章。
Sorry.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 34.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke 21, verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。这边说要叫我们谨慎呢。
So here it tells us to take heed.
因为忧虑啊是人很自然的一种反应。
Because being anxious is a very natural instinct of man.
哎，就是对于那威胁一种很自然的反应。
And it's a very natural reaction in the face of danger.
啊，圣经告诉我们要谨慎呢。
The Bible tells us to take heed.
啊，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑啊，累住我们的心。
Lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing drunkenness and cares of this life.
啊，贪食醉酒我们可能不会啊。
And perhaps we would not be involved in carousing.
但是呢，我们会有今生的思虑。
However, we still have the cares of this life.
啊，这个今生思虑呢，说会累住我们的心呢。
And these cares of this life will weigh down our hearts.
那英文呢是 weigh down， 可是把 weigh down 再翻译成为中文的话，有两个意思。
And in the English Bible, it says weigh down, but it has been translated in different ways in Chinese.
啊，第一个意思啊，就是把我们压得啊喘不过气来。
The first is that we will be so weighed down to the point that we come to an impasse, we cannot breathe.
你忧虑的时候啊，你就会不深啊，你心情就会不好啊。
Because when you are anxious, then you will not feel good.
那心情不好的话，你对别人的回应啊，对别人的态度也会跟着不好。
And so when you're not feeling good, then you will not react in a good way to others.
因为对方在讲话，你就不会很专心听啊。
Because when someone is talking to you, you will not be focusing on what they're saying.
所以有时候会答非所问。
And so then you will have to ask them again.
有时候会产生误会。
And then there will be misunderstandings.
那对方，那你对别人的态度就会产生啊一种不友善的态度。
So you will not have a good attitude towards others.
因为被压得喘不过气来呀。
Because you feel this weight of.
那破坏人际关系。
And then it will affect your interpersonal relationships.
那第二个意义啊，就是心神不定。心神啊不定啊，你的精神啊，你的不安呐、啊，内心就不安。
And then the other meaning is that mentally you will feel unrest.
因为忧虑的结果啊。
And this is the result of feeling
anxiety. 所以忧虑啊会捏住我们的心。
So these anxieties will weigh down our hearts.
会把我们再次绑着。
So it will bind us.
虽然圣经告诉我们真理要叫我们得自由。
And even though the Bible tells us that the truth will make set us free.
可是因为忧虑的结果啊，再一次把我们绑着。
But because of anxiety, we become bound once again.
我们就被它所控制。
And we are controlled by it.
那就不能够得到自由啊。
So then we cannot receive this liberty.
把圣经告诉我们呢。
And then the Bible tells us.
忧虑啊，不能够使身高啊长一尺。
And we cannot add an inch to our by worrying.
也不能够使我们的岁数啊增加一年。
And we cannot add a year to our lives either.
那忧虑啊是一种啊没有信心的表现。
So anxiety is a manifestation of a lack of faith.
所以耶稣啊称这些忧虑的人呢是小信的人。
So to those who did not have faith, Jesus said that they did not, they were those of little faith.
因着圣经告诉我们呢，忧虑啊是无济于事的，是没有用的。
So the Bible tells us that it is of no use to worry.
啊，要会伤害身体。
Because it will affect our health.
啊，既然也不能够对事情有所帮助，啊，要会伤害我们的身体，那为什么干？啊，不交托给神呢
？And seeing as it is of no use, of no benefit, it will affect our health. Why do we
not trust God? 告诉我们，你将我们事情呢交托给神。
Because the Bible tells us to entrust everything to God.
啊，请看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇三十七篇。
Sorry, Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37, verse 5.
三十七篇第五节
37 verse 5
当在你的事、啊、交托神并依靠他他就必成全将我们的事情、啊、大大小小的事情、啊、全部交托给神
So in all things great and small we need to commit and entrust to the Lord
把我们现在的事情、啊、未来的事情、啊、甚至于过去的事情、啊、全部交托给神
So whether of the past, present or future we need to entrust everything to God、
啊、交托是什么意思呢
So what does it mean to entrust?、
啊、交托的意思、啊、就是滚、啊滚啊！那当一个球一直滚。
And here it says that to commit means to roll off onto.
这个球啊，本来是在我们手中。
So this ball is actually in our hands.
那这个球是一个铁球啊。
And it is made of metal.
是很重的。
And it's very heavy.
啊，很重的铁球，这是对我们来说是一种重担。
And this heavy ball is a burden to us.
所以我们现在交托，就是把这个球啊推啊，这样推推到神那里去。
So in order to commit, we roll this ball towards God.
让这个球啊一直滚滚滚到神的面前。
So this ball will continue to roll before God.
从我们手中啊，让它滚到神的面前。
So we release it from our hands and let it roll to God.
这个圣经说啊，把我们忧虑啊卸给神。
So the Bible tells us that we need to entrust all of our worries to God.
我们要怎么过着交托的生活呢
？So how do we live this life of trust?
所以我们经常啊提到说交托神啊，依靠神啊，有信心。
And we always say we need to entrust to God and have faith in God.
可是事实上我们还是有很多忧虑呀。
But in actuality, we still have a lot of worries.
圣经来怎么教导我们啊过这个交托的生活
？So how does the Bible teach us to live this life of trust?
人家圣经应许呀。
Because the Bible has promises.
我们把一切事情啊交托给他。
And we need to entrust everything to him.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。第八，不要紧锁。警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同火叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。第九，你们要用坚固的信心啊抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。第十，那是诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，结啊赐力量给你们。啊，这边说要把我们忧虑啊卸给神。
So it says here that we need to cast all our cares upon God.
那为什么呢？因为神顾念我们。
And why is that? It's because God cares for us.
所以第一个我们要知道神顾念我们。
So first of all, we need to know that God cares for us.
神他不会放弃我们。
And He will not forsake us.
你看神啊，将日头啊赏赐给好人，赏赐给坏人呢、啊。
Because God gives the sunrise to the good and the bad.
所以有人说，那些作恶的人呢，为什么还那么亨通
？So some people say, why is it that the evil prosper?
有时候神来照顾他，因为他生活上有需要啊。
Because God even takes care of their needs.
何况我们是他的儿女呢
？So how much more so will He do that for His
children? 神一定会照顾我们。
God will take care of us.
他顾念我们，他不会放弃我们，不会弃绝我们。
He cares for us and He will not forsake us.
大大小小事情啊。都来找他
So in everything great and small we need to seek after him
因为他看我们是很贵重的
Because he views us as being valuable
我们是他掌上明珠啊，他把我们的名字啊刻在他的掌中心
And we are like the apple of his eye
我们是他的特别的儿女啊
And we are his children
是特别的这个产业特别的一种礼物啊
And we are the special inheritance.
So 他一定会看顾我们。
So he will take care of us.
这是神的应许。
And this is a promise of God.
所以我们必须要这种信心。
So we need to have this faith.
第九节说你们要坚固的信心。
So in verse 9 it tells us to have this steadfast faith.
要抵挡魔鬼。
To resist the devil.
因为魔鬼有时候在我们耳边说一些话。
Because the devil will speak to us in our ear.
让我们离开神。
So that we will depart from God.
让我们对神的应许产生怀疑。
So that we will have doubt towards the promises of God.
让我们看不到神的应许看不到神的供应。
So we cannot see the promise and provision of God.
我们要信心要知道神会成就他的应许。
So we need to have faith to know that God will fulfill his promises.
那第二个呢？
And secondly,
要有力量。
We need to have the strength.
神是力量。
God gives us strength.
今天的社会是一个充满着竞争的社会。
So in society today, it's filled with competition.
而且充满暴力的社会。
And it is full of aggression.
充满了挑战的社会。
It's full of challenges.
不安定的社会。
And it is society of unrest.
什么都是不一定的。
So everything is uncertain.
今天这栋房子是我的。
So today this house is mine.
明年是不是我的？我都不知道。
And is it going to be mine tomorrow? I don't know.
我们今天很自由的可以进出每一个地方。
So we can go in and out of everywhere very freely today.
明年是不是还能够享有这种的安全就不知道
And can we enjoy the stability tomorrow? We don't know.
我们今天能够享受很丰裕的物质生活。
So we have a very abundant material life today.
明年要怎么样都不知道
But we don't know what is to come in the future.
我去巴西跟阿根廷。
And so I went to Brazil and Argentina.
听那边的人说以前巴西跟阿根廷是很有钱的国家。
And I heard the people there say that in the past these countries were very wealthy.
他们那个牛奶喝不完每家的牛奶都是很多喝不完的面包也吃不完
had an endless supply of milk and a surplus of bread
每天你走过每家的门口就很多牛奶面包放在门口看谁需要就去拿
and every family they would have a surplus supply of milk and bread that they would put outside their doors for anybody to take
国家很富裕的
so the country was very wealthy
可是今天就很不是像以前那样子的
but today they're not like that anymore
时代会变
So times will change.
那圣经也说这个钱呢会长翅膀有时候会飞走的。
So the Bible tells us that money will grow wings and it will fly away.
今天呢是一个不安定的时代
So today is a very uncertain society.
那这个不安定的时代当中，人心就会变成很不安全、很不安定。
So within this instability, the hearts of man will feel a lot of unrest.
会好像随着这个股票起伏而起伏
And it would just be like the stocks that go up and down.
你看股票在高的时候，大家都很高兴
So when the stock market is doing well, everyone is very happy.
股票在低的时候，每个人都心情不好
And when stocks are low, everybody does not feel good.
那我们信主的人不一样
So it is different for us.
我们不管高低，有神做我们的后盾。
Because regardless, God is
要赐力量给我们。
He is our reliance, and He will give us strength.
我们就能够平稳。安静平稳
And so we will have this stability and sense of security.
那这个就是一种力量
And this is a source of strength.
在今天不安的社会里
So in this environment of instability,
要怎么找到一个安定力量
How can we find this steady strength?
就是神本身就是我们安定力量
It is God himself, he is our strength.
神的本身就是好像锚一样锚这个船一个锚 anchor.
Oh, because God is like an anchor for a ship.
就是有就安定的稳定的力量
And he has this ability to make everything stable
所以什么过着一个交托的生活
So how do we live this life of trust
这本所告诉我们的第一个就是相信神的应许
So it tells us first we need to believe in the promises of God
第二个需要力量
Secondly we need to have the strength
因为很多人也是希望能够过着一个无忧无虑的生活
Because a lot of people want to have a life that is free of worries
可是还是天天在忧虑
But actually they are worrying
因为没有力量
Because they don't have strength
那第三个
So thirdly,
这边所说的要忍耐
We need to have patience
要忍耐
We need to have patience
因为我们今天活在这个社会里
Because living in this society today
当然有时候会碰到很多的难题
We will come across a lot of difficulties
但是我们知道主一定会看顾的
But we know that God will take care of us
因为他说不用忧虑把忧虑卸给神
Because he tells us do not worry and cast all our cares on him
那么这样忧虑这样很不很这种苦难呢，就是对我们来说，这好像是一种苦难一样。
So these worries almost seem like a form of tribulation to us.
人生不顺利有时候就是好像一场苦难。
because all the downs in life, they seem like tribulations.
啊，这种苦难呢、啊，圣经告诉我们啊，只是短暂的。
But actually, the Bible tells us that these tribulations are only temporary.
有时候我们有生活上压力。
Sometimes we have pressures in our lives.
我们暂时啊有阻挡。
And we have temporary obstacles that we face.
暂时我们的前面，我们路上有一块石头。
And it seems that we have a boulder before us.
啊，这个石头我们可能很不喜欢呢、啊。
And we may not be fond of this boulder.
可是呢，我们总是啊，这个石头有一天呢、啊、会消失的。
But actually, one day this boulder will disappear.
石头啊，有一天呢会从路面上啊滚开的。
And it will be rolled away.
人家神有能力呢、啊，来铲除我们一切的困难。
Because God has power to resolve all of our difficulties.
但神要让我们学习呀、
啊。But actually, He wants us to learn.
学习一种感恩的心情。
To learn how to give thanks.
要困难。从困难当中啊，学习感恩。
So in the face of difficulties, we need to learn gratitude.
圣经说啊，要战胜苦难。
So the Bible tells us that temporarily we will face difficulties.
就是忍耐，等候啊，等候神的时候。
However, we need to wait for the timing of God.
生活上啊，我们人呐、啊，总是会碰到困难的。
Because in our lives, it is inevitable that we will face difficulties.
那再来呢，这边提到啊，说叫警醒。
And lastly, it also mentions here that we must be sober.
啊，不能睡觉的。
We cannot sleep.
你睡觉的话，就看不到神的供应了。
Because if we sleep, then we cannot see the providence of God.
那我们经常在灵性上警醒着。
So, mentally, we need to always be vigilant.
我们经常相信神会供应我们的一切。
We need to always believe that God will provide all of our needs.
我们透过祷告呢，经常警醒。
And through prayer, we can remain vigilant.
啊，保持信心呢。
And to hold on to our faith.
人有时候会软弱下去呀、啊。
Because some people, sometimes we will become weak.
就是当时彼得啊，他觉得他很有信心呢、啊。
And in the past, Peter thought he was full of faith.
他看到主的时候在走海边。
And he saw Jesus walking on the water.
他当时凭着信心啊，跟主耶稣一样走海边。
And with faith, he did the same.
但他的确是有信心的。
And he did have faith.
但他的确知道他也能够像主耶稣一样走海边。
And he knew that he could walk on water just like Jesus.
结果他要跳下去呀、啊。
But then he fell down.
啊，真的，他能够走几步海边。
And he was able to take a few steps.
啊，走了几步又要看到这个周围的海浪那么高那么大。
But after a few steps, he saw the great waves around him.
啊，他就很害怕、啊。
So he became fearful.
啊，这个就是生活，我们遭遇到困难的时候，有时候会让我们害怕。
So in our lives, when we see these difficulties, we will become afraid.
这是很自然的。
This is very natural.
啊，圣经告诉我们要警醒。
But the Bible tells us we have to
be alert. 要经常记住主耶稣的应许呀、啊。
We need to always remember the promises of Jesus.
啊，主耶稣不会放弃我们。
Because Jesus will not forsake us. 啊，
不会啊，丢着不管呢、啊。
And he will not forsake and leave us.
他会照顾我们。
He will look after us.
这是我们的信念。
And this is our belief.
所以要怎么过一个基督徒的生活？
So how do we live this life of trust?
因为这是神的本意，让我们过着一个很舒适的生活。
Because it is the good will of God that we live a good life.
所以我们必须要信心。
So we need to have faith.
要求神给我们力量。
We need to ask God to give us strength.
我们要忍耐等候。
We need to have patience to wait.
我们要警醒。
We need to be alert.
这样子我们都能够真的把一切忧虑啊卸给神。
And then we can truly cast all of our anxieties to God.
把我们的困难啊，把我们烦恼啊，啊，滚到神的手中。
And we can take all of our anxieties and worries and roll them to the hands of God.
这样子，那个安舒的日子啊，就会来到。
And then the days of peace will come upon us.
我们能够过着一个平安喜乐的生活。
And then we can live a life of peace and joy.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
373首。
373.